for the next 4 days, we're going to have 1 day on each Brahma Vihara. So today we're focusing on Akshobhya, Buddha of the East, and his association with metta, with this limitless loving kindness. And tomorrow we'll be on compassion, karuna, the next day on mudita, gladness, and then equanimity, upekkha, and we'll be travelling round the mandala as we go. And these morning sessions will look like first evoking that jinnah, that Buddha, imaginatively. And just notice, you know, you'll respond to some and not others. So in a minute I'll do a sort of imaginative evocation. And at the end of that, we will chant to Akshobhya and just sit for a few minutes. And then I will say some things about Akshobhya and metta. And then we will have a tea break. And then we will come back in here and do the metta bhavana. So that's what it's looking like. Great. So settling ourselves probably in meditation position for this. And becoming present to our experience. Again, just noticing, well, what is presenting? Is it something in our mind that's going round? Is it a part of our body or an emotion? Just noticing what's on top. Noticing the base of our posture, our weight being held by the earth. And the uprightness of our spine. Letting the breath breathe us. And opening to an imaginal world. It's dark. We're lost. We're cold. We're confused. We can't see where to go. We've been wandering round for hours. It's hopeless. And then in the east, a pale blue light comes into the sky on the horizon. A blue light. Sun, dawn sun becomes yellow orange and gold. These rays of clear light. Crisp dawn light, showing up gossamer spider's webs with dew. The shine of water on rocks. These fingers of dawn sunlight touch us right in our hearts. They warm us. Things become clear and visible. We can see the path. We can see where we need to go. And we can see in front of us a deep blue lake, a mountain lake. At the foot of a great peak. It's a rich, deep blue that reflects the morning sky. And it's clear like a mirror. And we see there's something reflected in it. We can see ourselves. We can see the mountain in reflection. But there's something else in the sky. And we look up. And in that pure blue sky, we see the Buddha Akshobhya. Seated in meditation posture. Grounded on a dark blue lotus made of light. And a clear white moon mat, like the full moon on its side. He's seated, grounded like a mountain, with his body of deep blue light. His right hand touches the earth. Expressing his interconnectedness, he touches this earth that connects all beings. Touches the earth of direct experience, unclouded by stories. He has complete faith in the Dhamma. and his left hand is relaxed in his lap. With the Vajra poised upon it, the perfect point of balance. The diamond thunderbolt that cuts through all confusion, all ill will, all sticky affection. The diamond thunderbolt that smashes obstacles. Lets us see things as they are, everything arising and falling in dependence on conditions. Like water, Akshobhya's element, that flows and runs and trickles and doesn't keep its shape, but changes and flows as conditions change. Yet it is never shaken or perturbed by its changes. A deep lake or a waterfall, all of the nature of water, the nature of change. Akshobhya is grounded, poised, calm yet resonating with energy, the blueness almost vibrating with the release of energy. And he looks straight at us, and on his face is a small smile. And he gazes at us with eyes of total love. Nothing will shake his metta for us and others. And at his heart vibrates a seed syllable, HOM. And clear white light is pouring from his heart. A clear white light of clarity. Let's nothing get in the way of love. Clearing all clouds, all darkness. And we accept his gaze. Feel this unconditional love passing into our hearts. Feel the impact of this great blue presence, massive like a mountain. Vajra Akshobhya. Om. Om Vajrakshobhya Hum. 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 Sitting for a few minutes in the presence of Akshobhya.